From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Federal investigators say workers at a VA clinic in Colorado Springs incorrectly reported that 59 veterans got health care appointments sooner than they actually did. The Veterans Affairs Department at the Office of Inspector General says it found the false records at the Floyd K. Lindstrom Outpatient Clinic. The report didn't say whether the records were deliberately falsified to make the clinic's performance look better than it actually was. The investigation began after a veteran complained. A bill to expand a driver's license program for undocumented immigrants in Colorado will be introduced later this month. As Spencer Berkland reports, supporters say they want to fix a system that is backlogged and inefficient.
Democrats passed the original bill in 2013 when they controlled both chambers. It allows undocumented immigrants who've lived in Colorado for the last 2 years and have paid taxes to get a license if they pay an extra fee. But the program was in jeopardy last year after Senate Republicans blocked state officials from spending those fees, essentially shutting it down. A compromise was then reached to keep it going.
What happened is we have a passed bill that is ineffective. That doesn't build faith in our community.
Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont wants to expand the program to 32 driver's license offices. Right now, the only places to get a driver's license are in Grand Junction, Denver, and Colorado Springs. And undocumented immigrants say the demand is so high, people wait for a year and still can't get an appointment. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.